Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet and also things we can try and spot in our dark skies. As usual, we are fortunate to have the skills of astronomer Christopher Phillips at our disposal, and we're welcoming him back right now. Hey, Chris, what's going on? Welcome back.
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, Stargazers, Venus will be easily visible in the evening sky after sunset and will set in the west around 9 p.m. The moon this week will be passing through its full phase, and so stargazing for those faint objects is going to be very challenging indeed.
Now, you've got some news this week on the new solar telescope on Maui and why such a device is so important for observing the sun.
That's right, and last week we saw the incredible first light images from the Daniel K. Inouye Solar Telescope atop Haleakala on the island of Maui. And first light is an important milestone in the telescope achieving full operations. The images captured by the solar telescope have ignited wonder in imaginations around the world, but they have also prompted some people to ask if this couldn't have been done from space.
And the sun is under pretty constant observation by space-based telescopes, so explain why it's beneficial to have this Earth-based observation happening too.
It is a very good question, and thankfully there are simple answers to the space telescope versus ground-based telescope debate. Firstly, space telescopes are incredibly expensive, an order of magnitude more expensive than a ground-based telescope. Secondly, what if your telescope breaks? On Earth, it's easy to fix something. If it breaks, you just send in the engineers.
And space telescopes, we've actually talked about this before on the show, not so easy to get to.
Exactly. Now, people have been up into space to fix telescopes before. It was done with a Hubble. But other space telescopes are much farther from the Earth, and mounting a repair mission to fix a solar telescope in orbit around the sun is both astronomically expensive and incredibly dangerous.
And you don't think SpaceX could pull it off?
Well, unfortunately not. We simply don't have a vehicle that's capable of making a cheap and safe trip into the depths of the solar system. Right now, it's science fiction. So, there we go. These are the main reasons why we build telescopes here on Earth as opposed to in space, at least for the foreseeable future.
Plus, you get too close to that thing,
it's a little toasty.
It's Christopher Phillips and another fun Stargazer report. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week. And we keep Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.